Engine Radio now, K2OL. Believe it or not, I didn't get the question again. If you're asking me to call, this is Todd, Kilo Delta 2, Charlie Bravo Victor in Manhattan. And of course, Stanley, guide dog extraordinaire, is with me. I just didn't have anything. You know, I came in a little late, about 6 hours. And I was listening, and I said, well, I don't have anything to say about it. I'll just sit here and learn. That's why I didn't check in.
Oh, roger that. I was wondering if you're going to get a digital or fusion Yaesu radio.
I actually own one. The problem is I have not a computer issue, but I don't want to put software on my computer until it's totally backed up, and I'm redoing some of the computers over here before I look into the software to program the dang thing. And then there's a nice big scratch on the display that I got to get someone to take out. But, you know, I figure step by step, at least in the amateur field, as far as digital radios, from, you know, before in other fields, and yeah, I've used them.
Well, you want to try getting a scratch out, go to your auto parts store and get Meguiar's Plast-X. It's a plastic cleaner. And it's used for headlights and other, glossy surfaces. And it'll, if you go in circles with it, it usually cleans up the display of a radio real nice.
Meguiar glass cleaner. Well, it's a plastic lens and it has a deep gouge down the middle. My poor eyesight, that gouge is severe. Handicap. So I guess if I take the radio in there and I mention the Meguiar, somebody there should have a general idea, and I guess if I keep doing that, eventually I'll be able to buff it out. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. It's called Plastix. Plastix. And it's in a red bottle. You usually get it in an auto parts or like a Walmart. It's like maybe $3. And it's green on plastic. Might be able to buff that out.
Okay, you said it's in a red bottle. It's Meguiar Pop. I didn't get the spelling, but... Okay, now I got to do is find a auto parts store. The only one that I knew of, I think, is gone. And I don't know where, Oh, well, it's funny because we had like 2 or 3 of them around here, and one of them closed up, the one I used to go into to get reflectors and things to put on the harness. For some reason, I have the invisible guide dog. That's what people always say. Oh, I didn't see him. Okay. So, you know, things like that. And now that place closed up. Now I got to go see if I can find another one.
Yeah, they have it at, like, Kmart and stuff like that, too. So if you can find a Kmart or a Walmart, one of those other Mart places. Plastix, like plastic, like the radio's plastic. It's Plastix with an X, and it's like a dark red bottle. They make excellent car polish. Meguiar's with the Q-I-A-R-S. They've been around for a long time. But I always use that stuff on my radios. It works good. Go figure. Or you could try Gugon, too. Gugon. Check out Gugon.
Gugon? What? Wait. I'm still working on the Plastix, Plastix by Meguiar in the red bottle. And if I go in the Kmart, cripes, I can't even get a pair of sweatpants in there because they don't even know what sweatpants are. So, they now have fancy sweatpants. I don't want fancy ones. So I'm not going into Kmart for that. I'm going to take the radio into an auto parts store where theoretically they know what they're talking about. Or maybe even the hardware store might know.
Yeah, the other one's Gugon. G-O-O-O-N-E. Gugon. It works great on radios. You want to, if you buy a used radio... And you clean it up with that, it comes out real nice. I usually chase it with, like, a Windex or something like that. But, Gugan smells like oranges.
Yeah, Golf Oscar hyphen, Golf Oscar November Echo, right? That's what you're referring to. That's just to clean it up, though. That's not going to take out the gouge.
Yeah, between that and the Meguiar's, you should be good. You know, I can't see what it looks like over the air, but you might be able to clean it up like that. The other thing you could probably do is take the clear plate off and just look at the LCD, you know. Maybe order a new clear plate from one of the, whatever kind of radio it is, like Yaesu or whatever. They're usually real cheap. You get them on eBay.
Yeah, it's a Motorola HT XPR series. And they don't, Motorola won't sell the lens, they sell the whole front of the case, and that's like, who knows, $219 just for that. And I'm like, okay, and then to buy the software is $260. Okay, I have a couple of code plugs sitting in storage. You know, so if I take care of the computers, then I got to get the software, and then I can take a look at the code plugs. And once I have a basic understanding of them, I can then write the plugs for the repeaters I want. So, you know, but that gouge just makes it like arg. You know, it's right down the middle. It's a deep gouge. And I figured that's why I want something to take that. I was thinking of taking it to the watchman, but he doesn't like to work on anything other than watches. But boy, oh boy, can he take scratches out.
Yeah, I guess if you can't do it with the Meguiar's, you can always pop that clear plastic thing off and just stare at the LCD. Well, it wouldn't look pretty, but at least you could, you know, use it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if it leaves the rest of the plastic, if it's not going to mark up the rest of the plastic, you know, the clear plastic lens, then fine, you know, I'll give that a shot. Maybe it'll take the gouge out, or maybe it'll fill it in so it's not that noticeable, or I don't know. But as long as it doesn't mess up the rest of the plastic, it sounds like something to try.
Yeah, I trust you with all my radios. I've never had any problems with the product. Works really good. Check it out. It's cheap. Like $2 or $3 at the auto parts store. K2OL.
Okay, I just want to make sure I got it straight. It's PLASX. As in Peter Lima Alpha Sierra X-ray, correct?
Man, you're missing the plastic. PLASTIX.
Copy. Oh, did I forget the tango? Whoops. Okay. But it ends in IX in the X-ray, right?
Yep.
Okay, so PLASTIX.
Yourself. Yep.
Now you know why I always failed English. Making me crazy. That's the way I used to spell plastic. And my teacher would tell me I was wrong. And now I have to go unlearn all those years of, oh, what a wonderful world we live in.
Hey, you tell her Meguiar's. Tell her Meguiar sent you.
Ah, there you go, and I have to go on the 17th of March, do I?
Oh, maybe. Or you can bring your bottle of plastics, what do you tell her? See? This is how you spell it.
So, my girlfriend, it's kind of funny because she was born in England, and she's also part Irish, and when you listen to her talk every once in a while, you hear the Irish, you know, brr, or whatever they call it, cut right in, and, you know, I can't do it, but I can't really do that one at all, but, yeah, and, send her in to get the McGuire's, however she says it.
Go to O'Reilly's, you can. Go to the O'Reilly's auto parts store. Irish auto parts store. Yeah, O'Reilly's is a new one that's out there. And you got Pep Boys and R&S Strauss, AutoZone, Advanced Auto, Napa, and the new one's O'Reilly's.
Oh, O'Reilly's. I think I might have heard of them somewhere on a radio commercial, maybe.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely on the radio, that's for sure. I hear it always rains in Ireland. It always rains in Ireland to keep the trees green and the grass green. Not like my grass. Well, the grass outside is a little burnt. I tried keeping it nice and forget about it. I can't make green grass in Clifton.
AD2CBB. Actually, a friend of mine in Brooklyn gets on my case because I have a, I don't know if you call it a habit or whatever you want to call it, but whatever the name of a place, a city, or a country is called by the native, that's what I call it. I forget their country, their city, their name, you know. So when I mention, for example, Melbourne in Australia, I say it like that. He says, why don't you say Australia? And Melbourne. I said, it's their country, it's their city. I've been there. That's how you say it. I mean, what's the problem? So he then says, you don't say Ireland, do you? And I said, no, I say Ireland. He's like, why? I said, because that's the way it's pronounced. It's Ireland.
Yeah, they don't say hello, sir. They say, good day, mate. Good day, mate. It's just like the guy on the radio with the Outback Steakhouse. Hey, the Outback! He's always talking, yep, they always mock it up on the radio and the TV. I mean, that is a small steak if you've ever been to the Outback. Wow, that's a tiny steak.
You have been to the Outback, Mike? As well as the region area? Sydney, Canberra, Melbourne, Adelaide, Broken Hill. You probably never heard of Broken Hill. If you've ever seen the movie The Road Warrior, that was filmed about maybe 36 kilometers away from there. And the place is beautiful, beautiful country. Lovely people. I've been there. Believe me. Otherwise, I wouldn't be calling it Melbourne and everything else.
Hey, do you know if Australia has 136 to 174 on a ham band? Or do they have some other allocation? I hear Europe gets all 136 to 174 for 2 meters. And we only get 144 to almost 148.
Actually, I don't know that. I'm going to make an assumption. Which means I've got to make a posterior of myself. I think they follow what England does because the truth is, Australia is still part of the kingdom. A lot of people are not aware of that, but it's still part of Her Majesty's kingdom. I don't think it's a totally independent country. And I love it when, who was it, Peter Jennings, you know, when Hong Kong went over to China. Oh, the sun now sets on the British Empire, finally. No, it doesn't, because Australia is still part of the Queen's realm.
W2TTT with some info on both those points. Okay. Well, number one, Australia is part of the British Commonwealth. It is not a crown colony. Hong Kong was a crown colony, noting the difference. So yes, the crown colony was part of the Queen's realm, whereas Australia is part of the Commonwealth. That is different. They're no more part of the British Empire than Canada or whatever. Bermuda, for instance, is a crown colony, whereas Jamaica is part of the Commonwealth. The difference? Okay. Number two, in Europe, generally speaking, your hand band is 144 to 146.
What about, I heard Europe 136 to 174. They get a lot more than we get.
Yeah, they do have their own currency, Joseph. Yep, yep. And thank you. And you got an answer to your question, so triple thanks. I got to answer that phone, I think, or find out who called. Thank God for Star 69. So triple thanks to you for jumping in there and clarifying what my feeble brain doesn't remember. I don't know if it's senility or is it Alzheimer's, because I forget.
Okay, but anyway, no. The radios you see will tune everywhere across high band, 134, but that doesn't mean that's the 2 meter band. Anyway, it's 144 and 146 in European countries. I don't think anybody has 146 to 148. All right, W2TTT.
No, somebody told me, like, Russia or something has a full use of VHF. So if you got your license, you get, you know, a lot more than what we would have get normally. Plus they get our HF, you know, the frequencies we get on HF.
I don't know what Russia has, but it's not that, it's not that at all. I would be very surprised if the Russians gave that much spectrum to their ham, like, ever. But anyway, what do I know? I'm 99.99% sure that I'm right on that one, too. All right, there you go. There's your short and long answers. All right, boys, I got to run. It was fun having a nap tonight, and I had to go to the grocery store and take care of something, and I'm out, and now I'm home, and I got to unload stuff. So it's all good. Have a great night, and God bless. W-E-N-T. Bye-bye.
Guide dog extraordinaire. He's always with me. I'm 73 from KD2CBD, East Village.
What kind of dog is that?
I'm sorry?
I wonder what kind of dog you have.
Oh, he's a real pain in the what I sit on. The thing I don't understand is people come up to me, like I'm waiting at the street corner, and they go, they don't say hi or anything, they just walk up and go, oh, is he a black lab? He's blacker than black, I'll tell you that right now. And, he a black lab? Like that. No, he's an albino. And then, you know, they're like, oh, the poor blind guy doesn't know that his dog is black. And I'm like, if that's what they're thinking, why did he come up and ask if he's a black lab? The other question, is he a Labrador? I tell him, he used to be. No, it's for you. No, he used to be a lab. Well, what is he now then? I tell him, he's a New Yorker. You can hear the Brooklyn accent when he barks.
It's a Brooklyn accent, huh? I hear you.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Well, actually, what happened was my girlfriend who had a dog, and I were on the subway, and she was talking to the person across the car. I have a major hearing problem. So she's talking to this other person. I can barely hear it, and I don't know if we were in a station or something, but I heard clearly what the person said. Next, you know, oh, are they brother and sister? And no, they don't even look alike. And then, are they both Labradors? And that's when they just came right out. I said, they used to be. Now they're New Yorkers. You can hear the Brooklyn accent when they bark, you know, like that. half the car erupted. I didn't even know everybody was listening.
Roger that. Yeah, they have a Labrador. Huh? Nice dog. Could pull me down the street. Does he pull you down the street?
Well, it's funny because you asked me what kind of dog is he, and right at that moment, I said he's a royal pain in what I sit on. He sleeps on his back, and every now and then he reaches over and he kicks me, and you'll never guess where he was kicking me, so I'm laying down, by the way, so, you know, it's more comfortable, and, it's just funny that that was happening. Well, if you want some pictures, just send me an email. Say Hanley pictures. Yeah, I'll send you some pictures. Not a problem. He's very photogenic. And, wherever we go, he's quite a ham. You know, he socializes and all that. And he actually does get on the air. As a matter of fact, he's listed in the W1AW. Up in Connecticut. He's listed in the station log as having operated from W1AW. And there was Kids Day on Sunday past. And he got right on the air to talk to this kid, 1 9-year-old. You know, would you like to talk to Hanley? Yeah, sure, okay. I should say, oh, Hanley, you sound so cute. You know, and he talks right back to me. He loves kids. You know, he loves talking to kids. It's on the radio. Don't ask. I have no idea why.
Yeah, they all have personalities. That's good. That's for sure. No doubt. K2OL.
Yeah, well, there's a nut on Wednesday nights up in Connecticut. So Hanley knows the people. You know, we've been up there. And I asked him last night, I said, do you want to check into the net? And he's like, no, I'm comfortable. I'm not getting up. All right, fine. And a friend of mine came by and took him out for a walk. When she came back in with the dog, I was talking to a friend of mine that Hanley knows. And Hanley's like, oh, I want to say hi to him. Okay, fine. So I, put him on the air, third party. And, he talked a couple times to a friend of mine, Jay, and, then Jay had to go somewhere, turn the radio off, and my friend said, how long did it take you to train him to do that? I didn't train him. He wants to talk to the people. He does. He doesn't want to talk to them. That's it. It's up to him.
And so he's a free spirit then. That's good. That's good. Nothing wrong with that. You ought to get him a call sign.
Yeah, nah, he's quite the character. I think he's just turned 13. Actually, he's 13 in 1 month now. And, so, even though he's still going strong, it's time to retire. So, oh, yes, I'm talking about you, then. Do you want to say hi on the radio, or are you comfortable? It's up to you. What do you want to do? Okay. He rolled over and okay, well, I know who it is. That's the lady from Ireland.
She really wants to talk to you, I think.
Well, the funny thing is, I can barely see. So, whenever the phone would ring, she would say, oh, you gotta answer that, it might be my daughter. Oh, you gotta answer the phone. And I got sick and tired of picking up the phone. And, hi there, my name is Mushwa, and I'm calling about the Con Edison bill. And I'm like, what about the Con Edison? Well, I need to talk to the person who handled the Con Edison bill. Oh, I'm so sorry to tell you this. Passed away this morning. I beg your pardon? The person who handled the Con Edison bill passed away this morning. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes, so you're not going to be able to talk to the other line I'll use on occasion is I don't have a Con Edison bill. I generate my own electricity.
You can do that?
Yes, and if I overgenerate, they have to buy it back from me, so it works out quite well.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Click. Whatever works.
Yeah, solar energy is pretty good, and I think they'll even pay you to put the solar panels up. I hear they're coming out. They actually came out with better solar cells that are more efficient now. So even if it's like semi dark out, it still generates electricity, which is cool. I think you can get a grant or something from the government, and they'll help you install solar panels. But a friend of mine got one that had a negative bill. It was negative $16.32.
I'll get to that in a minute, because the reason I brought up those idiot phone calls is because she would make me answer the phone when I didn't want to, so I put in a talking caller ID. And that way she could hear the number and know that it was not her daughter. So she wouldn't force me to answer the phone. Well, the thing is, I'm sitting here and I heard the phone ring and I heard the caller ID go, you know, with her area code, and I'm like, okay, fine. I know who it is. I can be asleep or I'll call her back later, you know. You get the idea, so be careful what you wish for. Yeah, no, I know the solar. I'm in a multiple dwelling. You know, if you ever watched NYPD Blue, I'm in the building to the right of the police station. Literally, my head is approximately 2.5 feet away from the wall of the police station. So I can't put solar cells up on the roof. I just have an antenna up there, and I'm going to put another one up there. You get the idea.
Do you get, does your front end of your radio get wiped out when they key up?
Whoa, say that again. When I key up the radio, what happens?
Talking about the police, you say you live near a police station. When they key up on their radio system, does it wipe out your ham radio equipment? Do you get interference?
KD2CBB. Well, no. A, they're on an entirely different frequency. They're 476 if I'm not mistaken. But also, what they did was, if you watch two television shows, one of them is NYPD Blue or Kojak. If you look at that building, you'll notice it's different than the building that they show in another TV show called Castle. C-A-S-T-E-L-E. And yet, it's the same building, because what they did was, in, I believe, 02 or 01, they tore down the police station and they built another one that is much higher. My building used to be the tallest on the block, so their antennas are on their roof, but that's a good 20-30 feet over where my antenna is. So the only way I can go west is to bounce off of their building, which is covered in metal for some reason, which acts as a reflector as near as I can burn. And it goes east and bounces off of something to go west.
2-0-L. Yeah, that's strange. The building's covered in metal. Maybe it's there to protect them from a nuclear fallout or something. That is really weird that it's made of metal. But you're lucky. You're lucky your 440 doesn't get wiped out since they're on 476. And that's a strong system they got.
The 2K.
Hey, go ahead, Paul. Terry don't love me no more. He doesn't come on anymore.
3-4 blocks or so. So that's under a quarter mile they have repeated. I think they have towers elsewhere which are more high power. But in terms of the actual police station itself, my antenna is located below the horizon of their antennas. So they go over me, not on me. I gotta keep a visually low profile. so I can't string up dipole wires all over the place or put up like a butternut antenna type contraption. You know, I gotta stick with like simple looking verticals. Although I am gonna try an end fed wire along the perimeter of the roof. So we'll see what happens. But I think that other station wants to get in here and say something about what the police signals do to him. I do know somebody who was four blocks from a police station was having a horrible time of it. So KD2CV, over to that other station.
It's 2K, name is Paul. Hey, Montada, I hear you on 06 quite a bit. Hey, Artie, first of all, Artie, I do not think Terry's mad at you. I don't see him. Hunted him before, asked him before, and known Terry a long time. I don't think he gets engrossed in other things, and then for a while, that's part of it. Sound great here, Art. I don't know what you're running. Maybe you have an outside antenna, but you're really banging in here, Todd. And the only thing I know is a friend of mine had a paper shredder that used to come on at 2 in the morning and scare the crap out of him, ham friend. Turned out there was a police car that was parked outside his apartment and going into Dunkin' Donuts to get a coffee and transmitting paper slicer on, turn it on, stuff. I don't know if I have any bouncing wumpy here. RF is a strange beast, having caverns and stuff like that. Metallic building in front of you, blocking your direction. You might have a little space to get a signal somewhere, you know, in between. Do modeling and antenna patterning and all those other. Something in the near field of it, or, you know, a few wavelength patterns. Anyway, again, the name is Paul. Call is November Zulu 2 kilowatt. I'll pass it over to Artie. LOL.
How you doing there, Paul? Is 224060 coming back soon? Or, of course, they have a new site. Is that true?
Not on the air. As far as I know, I heard a lot of banter and dialogue about, oh, it's going to be in a better site than ever before, and 9 months later, and it's still not there. I don't know.
I hope they get the repeater back up. Somebody also told me that this 224480 is fixed. Is it fixed, or is it just hasn't been used, and so it sounds like it's fine? They know when it rains up.
Mobile rig. I have other radios, but I have an antenna switch because I have a Comet CX Charlie X-ray triple three tri-bander up on the roof. That's the main antenna. Although, if I'm not mistaken, I believe I can hit the Alpine with the mag mount on the fire escape. That's 22 above the sidewalk, and I think I can hit the Alpine with that. I'm not dead certain. I forget. It's been a long time since I tried it. So, you know, 80% of your station is your antenna and the antenna subsystem. So, I'm real happy with the coax and the antenna. The fact that they put metal on that wall, because it acts like a reflector, which is good. And now I'm happy with the setup. What I want, what I need help with, is someone to get, you know, help me put up three chimney straps. Big chimney, 38 inches aside, it's a two-person job. If I can get someone to help me do that, then I can mount a little 102-inch whip, make a vertical dipole, and at least get on 10-meter HF until I pass the dang general test. But that's pretty much what I'm running right now.
Okay, there was a double there a little bit between you and Art. But I got, Paul, Art said, I got the gist of what you said, Todd. The infed wires are good. I will tell you, that's what I've got. I spent a lot of money on my setup here. $6 for a 22 gauge red stranded copper wire. That's my antenna for 2011, so that's 5 years. And the string worked pretty good into the charted V configure lot, and it's just worked great. I remember on the other side of the room away from the radio, and who's this K? It's not high up, but it does all right. The other thing that you're talking about, running it around the perimeter of the roof, is a good way to... I had a friend who had an antenna in Florida, and he ran it underneath the... No. Roof. Worked great. It was a G5RV, and no. I could work them pretty much any time on foot up, but one of these days it will. Already, 4H back, but it's not working anywhere near as good. It's listing by 60. ASB, Mike, well, I don't even know if he's around here anymore, asked for help last year to get to Lemon Tower and put it back up in the vertical story. There's a couple new 220 machines out there, but nothing to write home about. Not like what 06 did say, Dave. And I'm running a little VX6R here with a diamond, the hell this antenna is, but it's a tri-band antenna, and it just really works great. Bad side, let me reset. Yeah, the bad side with this antenna is that FM, but AM and shortwave, it just, really it's VHF, high and up, 900 and 1200 megahertz band, but the ducky that I had with it originally, shortwave a little better than this thing, but I don't care. Anyway, that's the story. You're doing it right, God, you really don't want to be advertising that you're an AM operator, especially out in the city there. It's better to have some conspicuous antennas. No, it's better that you actually work with something like that. I think that's a good thought process. Don't need things really super high, and you'll out fine. Urge you to upgrade if you can, and you want. And you can do it with 6 and 10 meters. I'll pass it over to Artie, K2OOL, and I don't think Terry's mad at you. I'm sure there's a reason for it. I'm sure there's a reason that he does walk sometimes for a while.
Yeah, I don't know. Normally he gets right back to me, even if he's at work. I texted him, I emailed him, I had Helen email him and get nothing back, so I don't know. Maybe he got a spider bite or something. I don't know. It's kind of weird because normally he gets right back to me. But if you want that, I believe on the VX8 it had a setting in the menu that you can use the internal bar antenna. You might want to turn that on for AM and shortwave. The other option you can do is go get an SMA for Amazon, an SMA telescopic metal antenna. So there is a menu setting for internal bar antenna. K2OM.
Yeah, sorry, Todd. Hold 1 second. You have to change that setting when you go back to the VHF and UHF frequencies. Turn that off again before you can...
No, if you're using the, what do you call it, if you, AM and shortwave and you don't have the telescopic, you can leave the bar setting on AM, it'll say AM bar on or off, want that on, and it'll work. Otherwise I said get a, I did it with a scanner, I got a scanner that has shortwave and AM. And that has an internal bar, but it doesn't work as good as the telescopic SMA I bought. And, you can use that for 2 meters, open it all the way up, and then close it up halfway for 440. Get the SMA telescopic for about, $5 on Amazon. Just a thought.
Okay, I'll look into that. I would be interested in having something like that. I'll look into the menu setting. Obviously, I've got a few radios that do this stuff. I got maybe too many things. Just picked up another ham radio toy for Christmas here. 857. Yeah, good with that. Good to go. But haven't had time. Good to know that. And you sound good, Artie. Your audio is great. I know you're using an 8. Sounds fantastic. Down tinny or anything coming through here. Pass it over to KD2CPP, Mr. Todd, Charlie, Bravo, Victor, here in the city. And yes, I know you got a lot of different radios. I hear you on your 7000. I hear you on your TS2000. So got a lot of arsenal there, Todd. radios you can use.
KB2 CBB in the group. Real quick, which radio, talking about an HD, which radio is that? The Kenwood THF6A?
Yeah, Artie, go ahead with that one.
No, he's got a, well, you could use a telescopic on the F6A. It'll work. But Paul has the VX6, and I had the VX8DR, which also does AM and shortwave. And in the menu, there's a thing for AM bar antenna. Same thing with the Kenwood, AM bar antenna. And it'll pick up shortwave decent, and also AM radio, like 1010 wind.
Well, no, I'm aware of that. That I don't have a problem with. The bar antenna only works on the broadcast. It doesn't work for the short wave. It then relies on whatever you have plugged into it. That's on the F6. Because that's what I have. And I'm trying to remember what menu it is. I know it's in the 20s or something. I'll have it in a moment. I figured I would pull it out and tell you if it is the F6A. Then, yeah, the bar antenna is, if it would stop flashing, I'll tell you. I think it's 2-6, menu item 2-6, okay? That's why I had asked. If I plug it into the antenna up on the roof, it does work fairly good on shortwave, actually. You know, again, it requires an antenna. Yes, the telescoping antenna will work better. I, however, convert all my HDs to BNCs because I can't stand SMA. SMA. Screw. Excuse me. After you sneeze, you screw, and then finally the antenna comes off. BNC, push, twist, pop it off. So I don't have an antenna coming up. Excuse me, I hate allergies. Anyway, so, you know, it makes my life easier. But no, that's for broadcast only.
I'll have to look into the submenus on the VX6R from Yaesu. Bless you. Now I'm not the only one who's sneezing there. Over to you, Artie. I hope I bring you a little happiness on the radio here tonight.
I haven't heard you in a Stone Age. I'm a shock to hear you. What do you call it? On my F6, the bar antenna did work on shortwave, but it wasn't terrific. It worked though. What I did with my F6 is I played around. There's a little dot inside, and if you jump that out, you can get into the service menu. And what I did was I tuned the bandpass filter so it's shorter, and it brought the receive up on so I could listen from 7 to 8 megahertz and listen to the ham band, because a lot of hams go on that frequency range. And you could play around with it, but I mean, you can't get broadband out of, you know, perfect reception out of a little walkie-talkie antenna unless you play around with the filters, you know, in the service menu. Which,
yeah, Artie, you stopped transmitting. Try it again. Did you time out?
I got my radio. Like I said, on my F6, the bar antenna worked, but I played around with it inside, and I made, what do you call it? I played around with the bandpass filter, which is part of the service menu, and I got, you know, one band at a time out of it.
Okay. Well, to come up with there. Can do. Back again, but I'll tell you the antenna I have here, kind of a flimsy antenna. It's about the size of the 7 446 meter combination. And top fins on this thing like you wouldn't believe, but it's a bigger antenna than the ducky I had. Ducks you get with most radios suck. They're really bad. They're a capacitive dummy load. I'm happy with the way this thing works. I'll have to look into that. Thanks for the sub menu there, Todd. I'll have to tell my friend about that one. I wrote down, it was 26, I think he said. I got that wrong. But I'll have to tell my friend about that. He owns a F6 and was expressing interest in outside of the to listen. I guess maybe not to the extent that Artie did with the service menu, but do a lot of things with these chances. Artie had one of these things and he set up quite a bit of power out, full power on all the bands. Go ahead, Todd. KB2CB, K2OOL, this is NZ.
KB2CBV in the group. The bar antenna, Artie's correct, the bar antenna actually works on shortwave. Problem is, it's really crappy. You know, you're better off with the 7-7 from Diamond, you know, attached to it for shortwave, I think. But even better is like what Artie said, the telescopic. But because I like to carry my radio in a bag, I can't walk and move at the same time, so I gotta be listening to what's going on around me. I have a tendency to take my antenna off, put it in the bag, and then I'm moving. So that's why I like a BNC, so I convert them all to BNC with an adapter and whatnot, because SMAs break. I'm sorry, they're not very strong. So I'd rather lose an adapter instead of the whole radio. So, if you were to take a wire and, I don't know, throw it in a tree and then stick it in the SMA hole, did that come out right? Stick it in the SMA hole. It's not the conductor. There we go. Then that would work even better, you know? So, it is shortwave. You do need it, you know, it's only as good as the antenna. Here's the funny thing about the F6. Everybody complains it's tinny. Let me tell you something. If you take the audio and run it through a speaker, like computer speakers or something, ooh, that thing sounds really good. It does. The little speaker in it is crap. That's the problem. So, there you go. And by the way, no, Paul, I don't have a 7000. I want a 7000. And I'm looking around to see if I can find one that's at the right price. And, it's a fun little radio. It's good. It performs well. And I can actually see it.
Well, everybody would tell you get a 7100. 7000 is a good radio. Just looking at them at the time of what, the 857D and like all these super sub menus. But it's a radio. It functions. Happy with it. Good on the bar antenna. Good directionality out of that, too. You damn transistor radios with a very bar antenna. You turn that thing around a little bit and almost null out the station. WABC. Well, that was clear channel back in the 60s. You turn 30 miles lived in Millington, which is by Central Jersey, Maher County. Out ABC with bar antenna. I used to do AMing to Canada. I like SMA antennas, but they're pain break the contacts a certain amount of times, and then you have a lot of problems. Anyway, I think that's about it. Let me reset. Artie, the radio's doing good. I hope you pick up what you were showing me there. Purchase stuff. I'm going to get out of here. Guys, I have an early morning coming up, and it's way past the bewitching hour. So, bid you adieu. Artie, if you're on here more often, I will stop here and chat with you. And it's working good for you. Thanks for the chat, guys. Artie, I'll turn it over to you, K2, with KB2, or KD2CBD, Todd in the city. Hey, Paul in Northeast, good night.
Yeah, have a good night, Paul. I'll talk to you tomorrow or something. Don't be a stranger, like they say. The Icon 7000, I'd stay away from that, especially if you have high blood pressure. Oh, boy. That's the only radio I ever had that I wanted to punch the front of it. I almost did, but I traded for a lot easier radio, TS-2000, my 7000. But I also popped the 440, the 440 finals in it, so heads up on that. If you're a long talker, don't get a 7000.
Yeah, a quick break. What did you have wrong with the 2000? Was it adorable? I mean, were you able to do 1000?
It was a lot easier to program the 2000, and sounded better. Everyone said it sounded great. And it was a lot easier to work. I think it actually received better, too.
Paul, good to hear you. You're wrong. It's not the witching hour, by the way. It's the warlock hour. The witching hour comes next. Whenever you hear me pop up, not a big deal. Good to hear from you. And to clarify, Brody, I own a 2000. I adore the thing. It's the only radio I have. The more I use it, the more I appreciate it. The 7000, I want to get that as like a backup, a portable, something smaller. It's just a fun little radio, that kind of thing. The 2000 is my main radio. And I still have the mobile here, which only does FM, but picked it up cheap, so I'm happy. 20 years old, still kicking, so I'm happy. But I hope that clarified. I have no problem with the 7000. I played around with it. I know how to keep it cooler than most people keep theirs. And I don't think I've ever had a problem with the vinyl. So, the other thing is, I like the fact that it has a separator head. Because that allows me to put the radio up on the shelf and have the head down here next to me. And I can move it and look at it in detail, whatever. So, separator heads are great. And I'm looking for a 220 with a separator head. So I don't have to hook up the HT to the antenna. But, because I had to run an audio cable, that's why. So that's basically the plan. Paul, if you're still listening, you get a 146. Sure you know what that means. And I hope to catch you down the line. KB2, CBV.
I know exactly what that means, and, talk to you, Todd. 2016 is going to be good for you. That's a good radio. 2000 is a nice radio.
They're all good.
Some of them have better characteristics than others, and well, no matter what you've got, and, you know, I'll catch you later. And Artie, I do check the emails. I got a phone. Phones. Got one of them, and, hell, it pops up. Anyway, good night, guys. And K2OOL ends at 2K.
73's Paul. I think I have to get another battery for this. I'm on one bar. K2OOL.
Hook up to your ferrite bar. Won't that work?
No, but I'm thinking about getting me another shortwave radio. One of these.
Are you still here, or did the radio come out?
Hey, three guys, my battery died. K2OL.
But you have another battery, or it's dying now?
Too cheap to buy another battery. I'm going to get it. I'm gonna get one of these years. Yeah, I'll be back in 2 hours when it charges up. But nice talking to you. K2OL.
Okay, always a pleasure. I gotta dig out your email. I know you sent me one, and I don't know where it's buried, so I can send you a Hammond picture. Alright, always a pleasure, and I will give you a 146 from KB2 CBV East Village, New York. KB2 CBV would like to thank the owners and operators of the Alpine Repeater. Equipment is sincerely appreciated. Kilo,
Delta 2, Charlie, Bravo, Victor, is clear of the repeater.
2OL clear.
NRP Mobile.
You think so, huh? It's 2YP.
W2YP, I don't know how well you're copying me. N1 NRP here. Good morning, Mike.
I copy it pretty good. You're full quieting into the machine as long as I can receive the machine full quieting.
Unfortunately, my receive ain't that great.
Gentlemen, we're at the end of the week. It's a beautiful, beautiful, cool morning. And people still have their decorations up and lit. It's amazing.
Say that again?
People still have their decorations going at night here. They still have them up.
Roger, roger on the decorations. I'm having a real hard time hearing you. It's all noise. And it's not on your end either. It's just the receive over here for some reason.
This is what I was telling Rocky yesterday, the other day. The same thing happens here in the reverse, you see. The receiver's just not right. Something's wrong with that thing.
You want to go somewhere else?
Go to the Fazio, band.
Roger, roger.
$50 more this month for our cell phone bill.
Oh, that's not good. Cell phone bills are expensive as they are.